Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first podcast of many, and today we'll be explaining the background of our beautiful experiment where we explain the reaction between hydrochloric acid and magnesium. Without further ado, let's move on to the background with Ollie talking about hydrochloric acid.
So, hydrochloric acid is a clear, colourless solution, and it is formed from hydrogen chloride, which is a gas, dissolving in water, which is a liquid. This creates an acidic substance as the water produces positively charged hydrogen ions, which give the substance its acidic property. It is a strong corrosive acid, and it is made up of one hydrogen atom and one chlorine atom that is dissolved in two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. It is a compound and has a relative formula mass of 36.5. However, chlorine has three other main isotopes named chlorine-34, chlorine-37 and chlorine-35. As a result, the relative formula mass of hydrochloric acid can change depending on which chlorine isotope reacts with the hydrogen. Now to Arian, who will talk to you about magnesium.
So hello there, guys. Before I start, I'd like to say thank you to Ollie for his beautiful explanation on a fascinating liquid named solution named hydrochloric acid. Okay, without further ado, magnesium is an element, meaning it consists of only one type of atom. It has a chemical formula of Mg. It has an atomic number of 12 and a mass number of 24. It's a shiny grey and white solid, which is light and strong. It's a metal which will sink in water even though it's relatively light-weighted. In addition, it has properties of a group 2 metal. This also means that it has two outer electrons, otherwise known two electrons in its outer shell. Now moving on to how the reaction works. Before we start, the word equation.
The word equation for the reaction is hydrochloric acid plus magnesium makes magnesium chloride and hydrogen. The chemical equation for this is 2HCl plus 2Mg produces 2MgCl plus H2. This equation is balanced.
Firstly, moving on to what we do in the reaction. Firstly, we get a couple of magnesium ribbons and add it to a trough of hydrochloric acid. We then wait and see the effects of the reaction. Once the reaction has ended, we then change the independent variables such as the volume of hydrochloric acid and the amount of magnesium.
However, we will explain all of this in a later podcast. See you next time for when we'll talk all about the variables.
With Science with Arian and Ollie. Thank you for listening. Hi there, guys. This is our fourth podcast of six. And before we start, just usual intro, be sure to subscribe, leave a like, all that. And Spotify, check the link out, Spotify, Anchor app. I mean, what's not to love about it? I mean, it's not that hard. So moving on to the actual science and why most of you are here. So moving on to Ollie, talking about how the amount of magnesium changes the outcome of the total reaction. Without further ado, moving on to...
So, first of all, I'd just like to say, as we said earlier in our podcast and slow presentation, magnesium is a metal with an atomic number of 12 when it reacts in pure water. Meaning if you add a universal indicator to it, the water will turn green because it doesn't have much influence. The magnesium does not have much influence on the water's pH. Now moving on to the experiment and the effects of altering the amount or surface area of magnesium. If you increase the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react significantly increases. This is because the surface area of the solid increases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this decreases the pressure and the density of the molecules. As a result, there is a smaller concentration, and therefore there will be a smaller rate of collisions and a slower rate of reaction. Also, there will be more magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into it, and therefore it will take longer for the reaction to finish. Now on to Arian, who will explain how decreasing the amount of magnesium will alter the rate of reaction.
Thanks, Ollie. Your usual just clear intellectual speech there and sinking lots of knowledge into our brains.
Okay, now moving on to my part, which obviously is better.
If you
decrease the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react decreases. This is because the surface area of the solid decreases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this increases the pressure and density of the molecules. As a result, there is a larger concentration, and therefore there will be a larger rate of collisions and a faster rate of reaction. In addition to this, there would also be a less magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into. Therefore, it will take less time for the reaction to finish. That's it for today, guys. As I said earlier, be sure to leave a like, subscribe, check it out on Spotify.
Also, guys, we've just introduced a new ad, which is explaining, it has our intro to our podcasts, and you should be sure to check that out, you know. Very good. So for now, guys, we'll be saying goodbye, but be sure to tune in to the next podcast, number 5, where we'll explain about how the surrounding temperature alters the rate of reaction. For now, guys, hopefully you've liked this Orin and Arian Science.
Arian Ollie's Science podcast, and
goodbye.
Goodbye. See you, guys.
See you, guys. I swear to you, no.
Hi there, guys. This is our 4th podcast of 6, and before we start, just usual intro, be sure to subscribe, leave a like, all that, and Spotify, check the link out, Spotify, Anchor app. I mean, what's not to love about it? I mean, it's not that hard. So moving on to the actual science and why most of you are here. So moving on to Ollie, talking about how the amount of magnesium changes the outcome of the total reaction. Without further ado, moving on to...
So, first of all, I'd just like to say, as we said earlier in our podcast and SWO presentation, magnesium is a metal with an atomic number of 12 when it reacts in pure water. Meaning if you add a universal indicator to it, the water will turn green because it doesn't have much influence. The magnesium does not have much influence on the water's pH. Now moving on to the experiment and the effects of altering the amount or surface area of magnesium. If you increase the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react significantly increases. This is because the surface area of the solid increases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this decreases the pressure and the density of the molecules. As a result, there is a smaller concentration, and therefore there will be a smaller rate of collisions and a slower rate of reaction. Also, there will be more magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into it, and therefore it will take longer for the reaction to finish. Now on to Arian, who will explain how decreasing the amount of magnesium will alter the rate of reaction.
Thanks, Ollie. Your usual just clear intellectual speech there and sinking lots of knowledge into our brains.
Okay, now moving on to my part, which obviously is better.
If you decrease the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react decreases. This is because the surface area of the solid decreases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this increases the pressure and density of the molecules. As a result, there is a larger concentration, and therefore there will be a larger rate of collisions and a faster rate of reaction. In addition to this, there would also be a less magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into. Therefore, it will take less time for the reaction to finish. That's it for today, guys. As I said earlier, be sure to leave a like, subscribe, check it out on Spotify.
Also, guys, we've just introduced a new ad, which is explaining, it has our intro to our podcasts, and you should be sure to check that out, you know. Very good. So for now, guys, we'll be saying goodbye, but be sure to tune in to the next podcast, number 5, where we'll explain about how the surrounding temperature alters the rate of reaction. For now, guys, hopefully you've liked this Orion and Arian Science.
Arian and Science podcast, and
goodbye.
Goodbye. See you guys.
See you guys.
Hi there, guys. This is our 4th podcast of 6. And before we start, just usual intro. Be sure to subscribe, leave a like, all that. And Spotify, check the link out. Spotify, Anchor app. I mean, what's not to love about it? I mean, it's not that hard. So moving on to the actual science and why most of you are here. So moving on to Ollie, talking about how the amount of magnesium changes the outcome of the total reaction. Without further ado, moving on to...
So, first of all, I'd just like to say, as we said earlier in our podcast and Sway presentation, magnesium is a metal with an atomic number of 12 when it reacts in pure water. Meaning if you add a universal indicator to it, the water will turn green because it doesn't have much influence. The magnesium does not have much influence on the water's pH. Now moving on to the experiment and the effects of altering the amount or surface area of magnesium. If you increase the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react significantly increases. This is because the surface area of the solid increases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this decreases the pressure and the density of the molecules. As a result, there is a smaller concentration, and therefore there will be a smaller rate of collisions and a slower rate of reaction. Also, there will be more magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into it, and therefore it will take longer for the reaction to finish. Now on to Arian, who will explain how decreasing the amount of magnesium will alter the rate of reaction.
Thanks, Ollie. Your usual just clear intellectual speech there and sinking lots of knowledge into our brains. Okay, now moving on to my part, which obviously is better. If you decrease the amount of magnesium in the same volume of hydrochloric acid, the time it takes for all the magnesium to successfully react decreases. This is because the surface area of the solid decreases, but the force it exerts remains constant, and this increases the pressure and density of the molecules. As a result, there is a larger concentration, and therefore there will be a larger rate of collisions and a faster rate of reaction. In addition to this, there would also be a less magnesium for the hydrochloric acid to dissolve into. Therefore, it will take less time for the reaction to finish. That's it for today, guys. As I said earlier, be sure to leave a like, subscribe, check it out on Spotify.
Also, guys, we've just introduced a new ad, which is explaining, it has our intro to our podcasts, and you should be sure to check that out, you know. Very good. So for now, guys, we'll be saying goodbye, but be sure to tune in to the next podcast, number 5, where we'll explain about how the surrounding temperature alters the rate of reaction. For now, guys, hopefully you've liked this Orion and Arian Science.
Arian and Science podcast, and
goodbye.
Goodbye. See you guys.
See you guys. Excuse me.